Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. I'm your guest host for today, Kyle Scheidler, the director of the Threat Information Office at the Center for Security Policy. I'm filling in for your host, Frank Gaffney. Joining me is Diana West. She's a nationally syndicated columnist. She blogs at dianawest.net, and she's the author of American Betrayal, and really sort of an expert in all things Russian collusion. Diana, thanks for joining us.
Oh, wonderful to be with you, Kyle.
So I wanted to talk to you about a recent comment that President Vladimir Putin made about the Russian nuclear deterrent and their new hypersonic and high maneuverable warheads. This is something that obviously we've been very worried about at the Center for Security Policy because of its implications for missile defense. But this is a technology that the Russians acquired through a bit of subterfuge, and it's an interesting case. And I thought it would be nice if you could walk us through how it was that the Russians came upon this.
Yes, well, I would begin by saying I'm not sure it qualifies as subterfuge. It came to them as part of the Russian Reset program that President Obama and then Secretary of State Clinton made so much of, were so deeply involved in, and indeed the Clinton Foundation was a direct beneficiary of this effort to essentially recreate Silicon Valley outside of Moscow, and a very high number, a very high proportion of the tech giants that indeed became part of this Skolkovo project outside of Moscow under the Russian Reset were also contributors to the Clinton Foundation. So we do see the tie-in. Where we get to the subterfuge, I suppose, is where this was not never envisioned as a military project for the Russians. It was supposed to modernize their technology research and development. However, we do have from the Army, going back to 2012, published in 2013, a report calling attention to the fact that at Skolkovo, we are seeing research and development of hypersonic cruise missile technology. And this is something that Peter Schweizer first brought to light, I think it would be in terms of the public, in 2016. However, the Army report, also public certainly for policymakers, this was designed actually to assess the policy implications of the Skolkovo development, going back to 2013, was certainly available. Nothing was done. Nothing was done later. And what amazes me at this moment is that there seems to be no understanding that when Vladimir Putin now can proudly point to his hypersonic cruise missiles, no one is also pointing another finger back at Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama for effectively having delivered this technology to them.
I mean, you describe this as part of the Russian reset, as I guess the open explanation by the Obama administration and the Secretary of State, the Clinton State Department. I mean, it seems on its face that any of our listeners just relying on their common sense and sort of, you know, basic knowledge of history would have said, hey, guys, don't you think the Russians are going to use this for military purposes? I mean, I guess this is the refrain of 8 years of the Obama administration, but what were they thinking?
Well, Kyle, that's a very good question. And I think to really put it into context, let's go back to the 1990s when we had Red China backing President Clinton, certainly in both his election in 1992 via the Riotti family, if you remember that whole illegal campaign finance story, and then certainly much more well-known in 1996 with the re-election campaign, where we watched the export under President Clinton of high technology to China that ended up modernizing Beijing's entire military complex to a point of becoming a first-class military power. in exchange for campaign contributions. Now, we have to understand that this is a parallel operation when we go to the Obama years and see money coming into the Clinton Foundation, a much more sophisticated operation than the Committee to Reelect the President back in 1996. But we have to understand this is a pattern with this family, with this party. We have to understand that this is nothing new. It is not an outlier. It is not a one-off. This is what they do. And it actually, in thinking about it and having my blood boil over again, you know, over these many years, I was thinking Bill Clinton is really the father of the Chinese MERV, and Hillary Clinton may well be the mother of the Russian hypersonic cruise missile. This is a national security scandal that is just in plain sight, and yet, well, you and I are talking about it, but in terms of our country actually understanding and acknowledging and really coming to terms with it, there's nothing on the table. As we absolutely, you know, continue to hyperventilate in the public square about Trump, Russia, collusion, phone calls, back channels, what have you. But we're actually looking at the modernization of our dire foes' military complexes, and nobody really cares. So, wow, what do we do with this?
I think that's a really good point, Diane. I mean, we have a sense of what it looks like when foreign powers actually meddle in an American election and the dire consequences that you get from such meddling. And then you compare and contrast that with the just sort of bizarre situation with Trump and Russia, where, you know, a president that has taken a hard line on the Russians in Syria and elsewhere is being accused of just the most grotesque collusion despite the absence of all evidence. And I think what's partially interesting about that is the response of our intelligence community. I mean, you made a good point in an article you wrote talking about Operation Ghost Stories, which was that case where the FBI rounded up 10 Russian illegals. I mean, this was a real spy network, long-placed, well-trained operatives, and they rounded them all up in part because they were getting close to Secretary Hillary Clinton. And yet now you have this case where they're alleging, you know, major collusion with the Trump administration. They're getting close to Trump with these aides, but they didn't do anything. They just watched. How do you compare these two?
Well, I think that if we understand that national security is actually not of paramount interest in either of these cases, we can start to understand them as political war. And I think it's really important to remember that even as we've talked about the hypersonic transfer to Russia, remember when candidate Trump was on the trail talking very specifically about his plans to modernize and expand America's nuclear arsenal, whereas candidate Clinton, Hillary Clinton, was talking about really essentially continuing the Obama military decline program, specifically saying things like she couldn't think of one good reason for a next generation of American cruise missiles, for example. So if you're sitting there in the Kremlin, what president would you prefer to see take power? The person who's going to continue the military decline, or the outlier, the extremely unusual, unexpected, unpredictable Donald Trump, who is talking about modernizing and expanding America's nuclear arsenal? I mean, I think that we are very much manipulated into this whole concept of Putin hoping to create a Trump presidency when he's been doing so well with Obama Clinton. So that is sort of the basis of kind of a new way to look at this. And then in terms of the examples you mentioned, Robert Mueller is the common denominator here. And when he was FBI director, he didn't come to the American people and talk about Russian influence on the political process, on the Obama administration, directly concerning this idea of this deeply embedded, highly trained, operational Russian network getting close to Secretary of State Clinton. No, he presided over their instant deportation back to Russia without the normal debriefing, attempts to turn the agents, even getting a particularly good trade in terms of an exchange. Whereas today, what is he doing? He's indicting 13 Russians for trolling, so-called, back in Russia with no hopes of prosecution in an effort to tarnish the Trump administration. A political maneuver, just as before he was politically maneuvering not to tarnish the Obama-Clinton administration. And again, the takeaway there is there's no national security interest being protected or advanced.
Well said, Diana. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. It's always a pleasure to talk to you on this and many other topics. But we will be right back on Secure Freedom Radio. Joining us will be Fred Flights.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.